What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook, and it's just going to be me doing another solo episode today. I hope everybody is having a good week. This is coming out on August 1st, which is crazy. We've started recording so many episodes to be released later, you know, just trying to stay on top and really stock up basically on episodes. So I'm actually recording this on June 21st. So by the time this comes out, you know, it's just strange to record things so early. But basically, I got home from recording my special in Denver 2 days ago, and it was so magical and amazing, and also so insane the amount of things that went wrong. I would love to talk about it on an upcoming episode with Delaney, because Delaney flew out for it, which was so sweet. So I think we'll kind of do a debrief and talk about all of that then, but wanted to give just an extra special shout out to any of you helpsters who came out to those shows. The early crowd especially was next level, like couldn't have asked for a better crowd for a special. And then the second show was very drunk, and a lot of crazy things happened that you just wouldn't expect during a special. So I will definitely dive into that more in an upcoming episode. But because this is coming out on August 1st, I want to let you guys know I've got some tour dates coming up. I will be in Indianapolis August 5th through the 6th, so this weekend. I will be in Houston August 19th through the 20th, and then hometown of Spokane August 25th through the 27th. Let's see what else. Fort Collins in September, as well as Raleigh, then Washington, D.C., Grand Rapids, Atlanta, and Burbank. Those are the rest of the tour dates for the year as of now. Some might be added last minute, but I think that's going to be probably the majority of them because it's already been such a crazy year of touring. So today, I'm going to be talking about my all-time favorite makeup products. I got a lot of really just incredible messages from you guys when I did the skincare journey episode and talked about some of my favorite skincare products in that. And I just thought, because that was so positively received, that I would do an episode about some of my favorite makeup products as well. So I know that this episode won't be for everybody, so I apologize if this isn't kind of your cup of tea this week, but if it is, great. Also, just a heads up, I'm not recording video for this episode, just to be totally transparent with you guys, or as much as I like want to share right now. The situation with my family member's health that I've mentioned on the show before, it has been really, really tough lately. And I I'm not looking my best, if I'm being honest. It's been really hard, and I wanted to still get an episode out for you guys, but just trying to take care of myself the best I can, and not being on camera right now is a small step in just trying to relax a little bit. But let's get into some of my favorite makeup products. So I'm just going to kind of go in the order that I use products as I do a full face of makeup. And just a heads up, this episode might be a little bit on the shorter side too. And, you know, I'm sorry. I would love for it to be longer this week, but again, I don't have that much to give right now, but let's talk about some favorite makeup. So my holy grail foundation for the last, gosh, probably 5-6 years at least, has been the Laura Mercier Flawless Fusion Foundation. They also have a more dewy version. I believe it's called like the Lumiere Fusion. And they are both really beautiful. I just opt more for the one that isn't super dewy because my skin does tend to get a little bit more oily, and I like to kind of control where my glow is coming on my face, you know? So if you do an all over glowy foundation, then you're going to look glowy all over. If you do a more natural finish, satin finish, matte finish foundation, and then you add highlight where you want that glow, like maybe the tops of your cheekbones, down the center of your nose, you can control it a little bit more easily if you are somebody that tends to be more prone to oily skin. So that is my favorite. And for each category that I do, I'm going to probably tell you guys what like my OG, like a long time favorite product is in each category. And then also a newer one that I've discovered maybe in the last 6 months or so that I feel like deserves an honorable mention because it might be, you know, something I'm reaching for more frequently now. But
achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I still love that Laura Mercier foundation, but another one I've really loved is the KVD Beauty Good Apple Foundation. If you're somebody who is into beauty at all, into kind of like the makeup world on YouTube, then you have probably heard of this because it's something that people have really, really raved about. It's very full coverage, which kind of kept me away from it initially because I was like, nah, I'm not super into that really heavy look. But what everybody has found is that you can use the tiniest amount of this product and it still provides like a really incredible amount of coverage, but without being heavy. So I like it because it gives a very airbrushed effect, but it does not feel cakey in the least. A tiny bit goes a long way. And if you're in the market for a new foundation, I would recommend checking it out because I have never used a foundation quite like it. It's really interesting. So those are a couple of my favorite foundations. Under eye brightener is something that's so important. Also, side note, I know I've mentioned it on the show before, but I have a 5-video makeup course that you can purchase and watch at any time on my website, kelseycook.com. So if that's something that interests you, where you can see how I apply certain things and techniques and all sorts of stuff. I put that together in 2020, and I'm proud of it. I'm really happy I did it, and I feel like it's super helpful. So if that's something that interests you, that is available on my website. Okay, back to makeup products. Just wanted to mention that. But for under eye brightening, if you're somebody who struggles with dark circles and you find that putting concealer only on top of it isn't really giving you the brightening effect that you want, I always recommend an under eye brightener, because that shade tends to be more like of a peach or a salmon. And if you're looking at the color wheel, if you like take it back to art class and color theory and all of that, so more purpley tones are on the opposite end of the color wheel as more of those like kind of orangey pinky tones. And that way they cancel, like you're going to cancel out that purple undertone that's in potentially the color of like your under eye bags with this sort of a shade. So I guess I haven't said the product yet. It's the Becca Under Eye Brightening Corrector. That is my personal favorite. There are plenty of them out there, lots of different under eye brightening correctors, but that is my personal favorite. It's very beautiful and creamy. A tiny bit goes a long way, and it just does such a great job of brightening my under eye. And then if you want, you can also add a concealer on top of that. But I find for me, when I just use a concealer, it doesn't really cancel out that actual purple shade. It just kind of lightens it. So that is my favorite under eye brightener. And then onto concealer, there are, I guess I can only speak for myself, but I've felt pretty overwhelmed in the world of concealers in the last few years. There just are so many to choose from. And the one that people that I watch on YouTube have seemed to really love in the past year, especially, is the Makeup Forever HD set. Is it the HD self-setting? I just want to make sure I'm saying this right. Yeah, Ultra HD self-setting concealer. I really love it. The older I get, the more I'm into using a smaller amount of product. I know for a while it was kind of all the rage to draw those big triangles under your eyes and like a ton of it on your forehead and on your chin. And what that can do, though, is it can really create a lot of creasing. It can move into your fine lines and wrinkles, and it can just make your face look heavier. So I prefer to use smaller amounts than I did in the past. And this is just such a beautiful high coverage concealer. And it really does what it says, where it says self-setting. I still will use a tiny bit of powder under my eyes to set it, but you really don't need to. It does a nice job of kind of drying down and setting in place. So that is my favorite concealer. Let's talk about bronzer and contour. If you're somebody who loves more of a powdery product, the NARS bronzer in the shade Laguna is just an OG classic. Everybody loves it. I've loved it for years. It's creamy. It's a lovely shade. It's just, you know, it's very universal. And I do think they have a pretty decent shade range if Laguna is not the right shade for you. But that formulation is really, really nice. In terms of a powder contour, the Kevin Aucoin Sculpting Powder is also really beautiful. But for me, as I've gotten older, again, not only am I trying to use less product, but I have leaned much more into using cream products, because they do have a more hydrating finish. They are less likely to cling to any dry patches on your face or emphasize those fine lines. So my favorite cream bronzer has become the Nude Stix Nudies All Over Face Color in the shade Bondi Bay. If you're looking to be even fancier, there is a brand called Westman Atelier that's a clean beauty brand, and their contour stick in the shade Biscuit is also really, really beautiful. If you want a drugstore powder bronzer that has been a staple in so many people's collection for a long time, the Physicians Formula Butter Bronzer is a really, really great go-to. For blush, same thing. I've been loving cream blushes more than ever. So the Nude Stix Nudies Matte All Over Bronzer color in the shade Sunkissed is a gorgeous one that gives you that kind of nice, like, you got sunburnt and then it's turning into a tan. It's like a really beautiful terracotta shade. And Merit, who's a brand that has sponsored Self Helpless in recent months, they're not sponsoring this episode, but when Delaney and I were able to purchase some of their products to talk about on the show, their cream blush is also so gorgeous. Tower 28 has a cream blush that I really love too. So it's a good time for cream blushes. There are a ton of options out there and a lot of formulas that are great.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you are somebody that is more into powder blush, I really love the Tarte Amazonian Clay Blush, especially in the shade Party. I think it's flattering on a lot of different skin tones, and that's just a great formula. It lasts so long. I think that Amazonian clay in it really does help it stick and last for a long time, but it never looks dry or chalky. So I like that one a lot. For highlighter, same category in terms of bronzing, or just bronzer, I suppose, and blush is I prefer a cream, especially because you're usually putting your highlight on the tops of your cheekbones, and that kind of gets into that crow's feet area of your face. And anytime I put powder highlight there now, I feel like it just emphasizes fine lines. So I have been obsessed with the Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter. It is so gorgeous. It's something that you can use as an all-over primer, actually, before you put your foundation on. You can mix it with your foundation, or you can just apply it to the high points of your face, so the tops of your cheekbones, your brow bone, your cupid's bow, your chin, your nose, any area that you want to highlight. It's so perfect. It's like a holy grail product for me. They also sell it in little travel sizes now for $15 at Sephora. And to me, that's such a great deal because I can't go through, even though I love it so much, I can't make my way through an entire full-size product of the Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood Flawless Filter. Sorry, it's a mouthful. I can't make my way through an entire one before it expires. So I really recommend just trying the travel size. It's only $15. It's a great deal. And then for setting powder, speaking of Charlotte Tilbury, Charlotte Tilbury's Airbrush Flawless Finish Skin Perfecting Micro Powder. Ooh, these names, Lord. This powder is unbelievable. It actually has almond oil in the powder as an ingredient. So I never feel that when I use it, my skin looks dry or textured or flaky. It's like the most unpowder powder. It's perfect. It does what it's supposed to do. It gets rid of shine. It sets your makeup. It does truly give you an airbrushed finish. It makes your pores look blurred, but it doesn't make your skin look crepey or dry. I cannot recommend that setting powder enough. Ooh, it's a good one. Okay, moving on to eyes. So eyeshadow primer for me is a must. I know it's not a must for everybody if you don't have oily lids. Some people like to set their eyelids with concealer, and that's what works for them. And if that works for you, that's awesome. For me, my eyelids get so oily. I'm not sure what it is, but it becomes a Red Lobster melted butter situation on my eyelids within a couple hours if I don't use a primer. So my favorite that I found is the Fenty Beauty Pro Filter Amplifying Eye Primer. It is super glue. You put it over your eyelids, you kind of pat it out, and then you wait 60 seconds, and it's crazy what happens in a minute because you'll blink and you'll start to feel like your eyelid kind of sticking together. It gets so tacky so fast. So I like to put that on, and then I will take a little bit of the Charlotte Tilbury powder or just a neutral shade in an eyeshadow palette, and I will set it so that way when you go in with actual eyeshadow, it's not clinging right onto your eyelid where it's still pretty sticky from the primer. I just like to set it down. That way it's preventing oil from coming through, but I still now have like a smooth base that I can work with actual eyeshadow. In terms of eyeshadow palettes, I'm such an eyeshadow person, and man, there are so many favorites out there, but if I'm going to recommend my desert island, if I could only have one eyeshadow palette, it would be the Jaclyn Hill Morphe palette. Her original one, she's come out with several since this first one, but it's so good, especially if you're more of a warm eyeshadow lover. It really has everything you need. But even if you're not into warms, there are so many pops of color. There's neutrals. It's the best. I love the formula so much. I have had it for years now and haven't even like made a dent in it despite using it so much. And it's not horribly expensive either. I think it's a really, really great kind of like bang for your buck product. If you really love warm shades like I do, the Urban Decay Naked Heat palette is also incredible. What gorgeous colors in there. And I, for my birthday this year, got gifted a Sephora gift card and got to go for the first time. Like the gift card was so generous that I got to use it to splurge on a Pat McGrath eyeshadow palette, which are notoriously expensive. Like, I mean, just an unreasonable amount of money. It is absolutely a treat yourself purchase. Like, eyeshadow does not need to be this expensive, but it is absolutely a luxury product and a luxury experience. It's so gorgeous. So the palette I got from that brand, I've been loving a ton. So I wanted to throw that out there too. I don't know if I can say this is as top a favorite as the Morphe and Urban Decay, but God, it's so nice. The formula is some of the best I've ever used. So I do really like the Pat McGrath palette I got. For eyeliner, if you're looking for like an eye kohl or, you know, just like a pencil eyeliner, MAC Eye Kohl in the shade Costa Riche is so nice. It's a dark, rich brown. And then I was obsessed for a long time with the Marc Jacobs highliner gel liners. And then Marc Jacobs went away as a beauty brand, which is like, ugh, so devastating. But I found that actually the Sephora brand waterproof eyeliners are a really shockingly good dupe. And they are so much cheaper than the Marc Jacobs ones were. So I really recommend checking those out if you're looking for a good new eyeliner. For liquid eyeliner, I love the Benefit Cosmetics Roller Lash Eyeliner, and or maybe it's called the Roller Liner. I think Roller Lash is their mascara. I think it's the Benefit Cosmetics Roller Liner. I'm sorry. But the trick I like to do is I like to buy the travel size instead of the big one, because the travel size is half the length. And for me, I find that it makes doing a winged liner much easier because you're not having to fumble around with a really long pencil, if that makes sense. I mean, it's not a pencil, but you know, pencil shape, I guess. So, and it's also like a half the price or something like that. It's a really good one. I love it's a felt tip, and the black is not shiny. It's like a very matte liquid liner, and to me, that is what looks best on me. So, I really recommend that one. For mascara, I love so many different mascaras. There are a ton of great ones out there. The Ilia Limitless Lash Mascara is so nice. It's a clean beauty brand, so you can feel good about putting it on, and it makes your lashes look so long. One end of the brush is kind of spiky, and then the other side of it is a comb. So you can really get the product on there, and then you can comb through with the comb end to make sure that your lashes look really separated and lovely. And then the Hourglass Caution Mascara is also a great one. That's just always a good staple. And then if you're looking for something that's cheaper from the drugstore, the L'Oreal Lash Paradise Mascara is just amazing. It's been around for a while now. It's been a favorite for a lot of people, and it's one I always go back to. Also, their Lash Paradise Primer, if you're looking to really, really like ramp up the volume on your lashes, it's definitely a great thing to add in if you have the patience. I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, let's do the extra step of eyelash primer. And then other times I just don't have the time for it. But if you do, it's a great thing to have. In terms of fake lashes, I have really loved the line from Sephora where they teamed up with Velour. So Velour is its own eyelash brand. Sephora is its own brand and store, but they teamed up and they created a line that's called Velour Effortless Lashes. And if you're somebody who feels intimidated by fake lashes, you're like, God, they look so like just a lot. I really like this line. The favorite style of mine is called Would I Lie? And it's more of like a cat eye effect. And you don't have to trim the lashes. That's kind of the selling point with them, is that they come much shorter in terms of the band. Like, they're not going to be poking your inner corner of your eye or going way, way out to the side. And the length of the lashes themselves are not so crazy. Like, they're very natural, but still glamorous. And some of the styles within that line are more dramatic than others, so you can kind of pick and choose. But that's my favorite set of fake lashes, and that has been for the last probably 3 years. And then eyebrows. So lots of different brow products out there. I have been using the Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Wiz for a long time. I kind of went back and forth between that and their Brow Definer. And for me, the Brow Wiz is just the best. It's such a fine tip, and it just does a great job of drawing little hair-like strokes. So I love that product. And then I've also loved, I know I just mentioned Merit, but their eyebrow gel is fantastic. I have one that's tinted, and it does just really like add volume to my brows. It helps set them in place. I've liked that a lot. For lip balm, my favorite, and it has been for years, is the Laneige Lip Sleeping Mask. Don't let the name fool you. You can wear this during the day, anytime, but it is so hydrating and so plush. It is so like thick and hydrating that I put it on at night, and when I wake up, it's still there. Like, it doesn't even fully absorb into your lips, because it just does such a good job of moisturizing that, like, it kind of keeps your lips coated, and it's incredible. I can't recommend that one enough. For lip liners, I really love the Makeup Forever line. Their lip pencils are really nice, and so are MAC's. Boldly Bare, Edge to Edge, Soar, those shades are all some of my favorites. And then in terms of lip colors, lip glosses, God, there are so many amazing ones. I've talked about the Merit lip oils. They are beautiful. I love those. The Tower 28 lip glosses, the jelly glosses are gorgeous. Glossier has a really nice clear gloss. Fenty's gloss bombs are they make your lips look so juicy. The Kosas Wet Lip Oil in the shade Fruit Juice especially has been probably my biggest go-to the last couple years. It's just been the best. And the Fresh Sugar Lip Treatment, if you're looking for something that has SPF 15 in it, is lovely. It's very moisturizing, and then you can feel good about having some protection out in the sun as well. So, we got through it. That was a long list. I hope that if I said something that kind of caught your ear, can you say caught your ear? I don't know. That sounds weird. That you can, pause, go back, write it down. But yeah, those are some of my favorite products. I know I went kind of crazy on the lip ones, but I had so many. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. As always, feel free to email selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions for me about makeup. You can also try DMing me on Instagram at Kelsey Cook Comedy, although I'm fully transparent. I do get a lot of messages on there, and I don't always see them, but you can always give it a try. So we have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Beakers12, says, love, finally caught up on all 200 plus episodes, and this is still one of my favorite podcasts. Oh, thank you so much. The girls are so relatable and have given me so many tips and tricks to help me on my journey of loving myself. Kelsey, please come to Cincinnati soon. I had tickets to see you in March 2020, but the show was canceled due to COVID. I know, we're trying so hard to get it rescheduled. I am very excited to come back. Delaney, I used your resume template and got an interview 2 days later for my dream job. You're a wizard. Wow. I love you ladies and can't wait to continue to see the amazing things you do in the future. Oh, thank you so much for leaving this review. I really am going to try to get to Cincinnati soon, and I will let Delaney know about that her resume template was so successful. So big congrats on that. That's awesome. As always, leave us an iTunes review if you can. It helps us a lot. And with that, I'm going to sign off for the week. Again, I know it was a shorter episode, and I hope you guys are all doing well and that this maybe helped you find some good makeup. All right. Love you guys. Hope you're doing great. Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you. Yeah.